Savitri, Book 10, The Book of the Double Twilight, Canto 4, The Dream Twilight of the Earthly Real, from the middle of page 652 to the bottom of page 653. Death replied to her, "Why should the noble and immortal will stoop to the petty works of transient earth, freedom forgotten, and the eternal's path? Or is this the high use of strength and thought, to struggle with the bonds of death and time, and spend the labor that might earn the gods, and battle and bear agony of wounds, to grasp the trivial joys that earth can guard in her small treasure chest of passing things? Child, hast thou trodden the gods beneath thy feet, only to win poor shreds of earthly life for him thou lovest, cancelling the grand release, keeping from early rapture of the heavens his soul the lenient deities have called? Are thy arms sweeter than the courts of God?" She answered, "Straight I trample on the road, the strong hand hewed for me, which planned our paths. I run where his sweet, dreadful voice commands, and I am driven by the reins of God. Why drew he wide his scheme of mighty worlds, or filled infinity with his passionate breath? Or wherefore did he build my mortal form, and sow in me his bright and proud desires, if not to achieve, to flower in me, to love, carving his human image richly shaped in thoughts and largenesses and golden powers? Far heaven can wait our coming in its calm. Easy the heavens were to build for God. Earth was his difficult matter. Earth the glory gave of the problem and the race and strife. There are the ominous masks, the terrible powers. There it is greatness to create the gods. Is not the spirit immortal and absolved always, delivered from the grasp of time? Why came it down into the mortal's space? A charge he gave to his high spirit in man, and wrote a hidden decree on nature's tops. Freedom is this with ever-seated soul, large in life's limits, strong in matter's knots, building great stuff of action from the worlds, to make fine wisdom from coarse scattered strands, and love and beauty out of war and night. The wager wonderful, the game divine. What liberty has the soul which feels not free, unless stripped bare and cannot kiss the bonds the lover winds around his playmate's limbs, choosing his tyranny, crushed in his embrace? To seize him better, with her boundless heart, she accepts the limiting circle of his arms, bows full of bliss beneath his mastering hands, and laughs in his rich constraints, most bound, most free. This is my answer to thy lures, O Death.